started off talking about optical fibers, total internal reflection, and did an example of that. Then we talked about polarization. Okay, when we have unpolarized light coming down and hitting a surface and reflecting off of it, it becomes partially polarized. There's an angle at which you get total horizontal polarization, and that's called Brewster's angle. And so that's what the B stands for. Given the tangent of the angle is the ratio of the indices of refraction, where, as always, N1 is the medium with the incident ray, and N2 is where the refracted ray is. Okay, and then I talked about dispersion. The idea of dispersion is that the index of refraction depends on the wavelength. And so when you have several different wavelengths of electromagnetic rays going in the media, they get refracted slightly differently. And of course, that leads to a spectrum. Okay, if you have several different wavelengths together. And then I talked about thin lenses, started talking about those, and ray diagrams. There are two types of thin lenses, converging and diverging. Converging lenses are typically thicker in the middle, and the diverging are thinner in the middle than at the edges. Okay, and for converging, when the light rays come through, the rays go toward the principal axis, right? The rays converge together. Diverging, rays go off apart. Diverge, that's what diverging means. The focal length of a converging lens is positive, a diverging lens is negative. Sometimes a converging lens is called a positive lens, and a diverging a negative lens. We can do ray diagrams in order to locate images. Okay, when we look through these various lenses. If I have an object sitting over here and I am looking into the lens, right? The question is, what do I see? Okay, what's coming through? What's the image? We can construct ray diagrams just like we did almost, okay, for mirrors. So for the converging lens, we have three different rays we can follow that'll help us figure out where the image is. So if I'm looking for the image of the tip of the arrow, okay, as before, if I have a ray that's going parallel to the axis, it's going to bend through the focal point. That's the yellow ray. If I have a ray that goes through the center of the lens, then it keeps going along that line. Okay, notice I don't pay any attention to how I drew the surfaces of the lens. Alright, that's all of the bending and whatnot is going to take place right here at the center. Okay, I'm ignoring all the details. If I knew the curvature of these two surfaces, there are formulae which I can deal with to figure out what the focal length is. Unfortunately, in this class, right, we don't have to worry about that. If we're taking a calculus-based class, for some odd reason, it's in there, okay? And it doesn't involve calculus. It just involves a lot of geometry, all right? So if you're interested, right, in how the radii of curvature of the surfaces are related to F, then go pick up a calculus-based text and it's derived in there. And it gives you what's called the the lens maker formula. Okay. Especially those who may be going into optometry might want to just look at that for fun. Okay. So, where am I? All right, so the blue ray is coming down through the focal point. You'll remember there is a focal point at each side of the lens. All right, so it goes through the first focal point, and it emerges parallel to the axis. If I had a light ray that goes this direction, following that, it would go through that focal point. Okay, and so that might make sense, depending if I send rays this way or that way, and we get the same focal length between the two focal points. Okay, for these thin lenses. I can move the object around. So for example, if I have the object between the focal point and the lens, all right, we can do the same kind of construction, but it's a little, can get a little difficult, especially if I get up real close. Okay, so the idea is we draw the arrow, I have a ray that comes across parallel, goes through F, just like up here. I have a ray that goes along the line connecting F and the tip of the arrow. So you can imagine this line, which is similar to that line, comes up, it emerges parallel, and then I have, if I go down through the center, I just keep going. What's different about this picture?
Divergent.
Right? These things are actually diverging. So they do bend toward the axis, right? This one does, right? These are diverging. So these are going to form a virtual image. So you have to trace back and find that there's the image. So that's the object. There's the image. Whereas over here, this is the object. That's the image. Okay, so when we look at these. These guys are a little bit close, so it's kind of hard to tell. Okay, when you're doing your diagrams, again, you should be careful with straight edge, sharp pencil. Okay, some people weren't quite as careful in the last homework. Okay. The other thing I should say is you learned how to scale in the last homework, but one thing you want to do is try not to make your images like your drawings really small, because then that's going to cause more errors in your measurements. All right, so you want to make them a good size, but not necessarily really tiny or really big so it goes off the page, because then you really should redraw it, not tell me it went off the page. Okay, which some people did. Okay, because how can you measure one size off the page? Anyway, so it takes a little practice doing these things, and sometimes you do have to redraw it because you didn't make enough room or whatever. For a diverging lens, here's my object sitting here. So there's the object, and here's the image that's formed. So we have the same kinds of ideas, but we have to think a little bit. Okay, so if I go parallel, I have to go leave and go through a focal point, but not the one on the other side of the lens, because then that would be converging. You have to use the first focal point, so you go off along a line that connects the point of intersection with the lens and the first focal point. So the light, this is a real light ray going up here. If I come through the center, I keep going through the center, and if I go down toward the other focal point, then it's going to merge, right? It's going to bend away from its path, right? As it's coming down, the light's coming down, it's going to bend away. Okay, whereas if I come over here, it's going down, it bends, right, away, but up towards the axis. So instead of continuing this way, it refracts toward the axis. Over here, it's going down, it's going to refract away from the axis. Okay. Now, since we see these rays diverging, then we have to trace them back. Okay, and we've done this for mirrors as well. And you see where they intersect, and that's where the image is. And because we aren't necessarily so terrific at doing these drawings, we're trusting that we've drawn them, can measure them even,
if we make them too small, we don't know what the accuracy is. It's nice to have an analytic way to go about this. Okay, so what we need is a thin lens equation. And one can derive the thin lens equation from a little bit of geometry. So now I'm not being quite as careful in my sketch. Here's my two focal points. Here I'll throw in some object. Okay, and what I want to do is locate the image. Yes.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, I don't understand the blue one on the divergent.
Okay, this one is going towards F.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all you need? Okay, so I'm going to construct a little diagram. I'm basically need two rays coming in. Parallel goes through F. Okay, so we have this ray that comes parallel, goes through F, and then I'm going to use the one that goes through the center. And we can see where the image is. Already, right? I only need two lines, two rays to find my image. Third ray just confirms that I didn't mess up with one of the other ones. Okay, so what my goal here is to use the geometry to come up with a relationship between the object distance, the image distance, and the focal length. That's what we're going to get. If I look at that right triangle, okay, this angle is equal to that angle. And so what I could do is consider that right triangle. And my claim is, since this is 90 and these angles, this angle is equal to that angle, so that angle is equal to this angle, these are similar triangles, right? And we learned somewhere about similar triangles. Okay, so let's see. The height on this would be the height of the object. The base of the triangle is the distance the object is from the lens. Down here, this is the height of the image, except since I made the negative, I'm going to put a negative there for the magnitude of this height. I could have just put the absolute value, okay, just so we're not too confused with signs. And then I have, that's the image distance for this base. So when I take a look at the ratios of these sides, okay, let me see, similar triangles implies, okay, let's say the height of the image with a minus over the let me take the ratio of the heights would be height of image over h of object equals the distance the image is divided by the distance that the object is. So this side is to that side, or that side is to this side. So everyone agrees with that, right? Okay. Now what I'm going to do is I am going to look at some other similar triangles, okay, so that I can establish another relationship. And the similar triangle I'm going to look at now is going to be, both of these are going to be on the image side. So I'm going to look at this triangle. And do we see any triangles that that might be similar to? These share an angle, so I don't know how to do that. I make this really dark. All right, so do we believe those are similar triangles? Yes. So I'm going to make use of those similar triangles. Except, let's see, what do I have? Again, and write minus hi over ho, because these two heights, right, that's ho, so this is ho. Okay, so those two heights, take that ratio, should be related to the, again, the ratio of these two bases. All right. What is that? What is the first distance here? Well, it looks like half di, but remember, does it look like half di over here? All right, so that would be this. And that would be di. It doesn't quite look like a half. So one, you know, in this problem it might be, but in general it's not. So what else could I use to talk about this distance? Focal line. Okay, so that's F. Okay, so let's see. That corresponds to H0, so that goes on the bottom. All right, that's on the H0 height triangle. Then the question is, what's this distance? Well, that distance is di minus F. Okay, so that base is di minus F, so I can put di minus F. Okay? It's been a while since you did geometry. Alright, so what's nice about this is that I could actually eliminate the heights and just get things in terms of di, do, and F. Because the way I have this set up, the left side of both of these equations is the same. Therefore, the right sides should be equal to each other. So this implies that di over do is di minus f divided by f. In fact, I'm going to divide f into both of these terms in the numerator. That's the same as di divided by f minus f divided by f, but f divided by f is 1. Therefore, di over do is given by that. Now, to put this in a more familiar form, I'm going to divide both sides of the equation by di. If I divide this by di, do. If I divide this term by di, I get 1 over f, and if I divide the other, the 1 by di, I get 1 divided by di. And now you see where I'm headed? Everybody agree? I've got one more step. Just bring the di over to the other side. We get 1 over do plus 1 over di is 1 over f. Okay. That looks awful familiar. All right, that's the mirror equation, except we're not dealing with mirrors. So as I promised the other day that, you know, even though we are going to come up with another equation, it looks like something we already know. Okay? Nice that the thin lenses give us that. And in fact, if I'm interested in the ratio of the heights, Okay, I can use the ratio of the heights to get what?
The magnification.
Magnification. So magnification which designate with a little m is just going to be the image height over the object height. But the image height over the object height is equal to, let's bring the minus sign over, is equal to minus the image distance over the object distance. So for example, in this picture, I take the object distance divided into the image distance, but these are both positive, right? My magnification should be less than one for this one because that's smaller, right? The negative sign would indicate that it's upside down. And so I would have two positive numbers and a negative, and so I would expect that to produce the right one. Okay, so now we have something that we can actually plug some numbers into and see what we get. Okay. So let's look at some examples. Okay, let's say I have a 10 centimeter converging lens. Okay, and let's put an object, I don't know, 5 centimeters in front of the lens. So let's place a 2 centimeter high object. What did I say, 5 centimeters? Do this to scale, and you believe that I could probably do it to scale, right? But for now, I've drawn enough diagrams. I'm not done, but here we'll just plug some numbers in. Okay, so first off, 1 over DO, DI, I'm sorry, is equal to 1 over F minus 1 over DO. So just rewriting that equation, I can solve for DI. What was F? 10 centimeters minus 1 over 5 centimeters. What's 1 tenth minus 1 fifth? How many fifths is a tenth? How many tenths is a fifth?
2.
So 1 minus 2 is negative 1 tenth. So DI is equal to minus 10 centimeters. See how we could do that without picking our calculators up? That's why in class we can do simple numbers. Okay? So what does that tell me? That tells me where is the object. I mean, where's the image? I know where the object is. Where's the image?
Behind the object.
Well, which one of these pictures here demonstrates what I'm doing?
The bottom one would be the.
This one?
Yeah.
All right. Negative image distance means I'm on the same side as the object. Okay? So already I know where that is. I could have guessed that without plugging numbers in because I have, right, 10 centimeters and I put an object less than 10 centimeters, right? So this is 10 centimeters and my object would be about here, halfway. if I said 15 centimeters place the object, then it would be over here, and then I have that picture.
Okay.
All right. So we know where this is. So it's basically 10 centimeters in front of the lens. What is the magnification? So the magnification we get by minus di over do minus a minus 10 over, what was do? 5, which is equal to?
2.
What does that tell you?
Just twice the height.
What does it tell you about the image?
It's upright.
It's upright? What else does it tell you? Upright and larger. Right? In fact, it's twice as large as the object. That's what magnification means. What is the height of the image? Well, you just take the magnification and multiply times the height of the object. Which is what? 4 centimeters. Okay. All right, so plugging things in to find out the image distance and the magnification, right, we can determine what our picture should look like when we do ray diagrams. All right, let's take a diverging lens. Okay. Let's see. Okay, a 20 centimeter diverging lens forms an image. Again, 1 over di is 1 over f minus 1 over do. What is f?
Negative 20.
What did I hear?
Negative 20.
Now, why is it negative?
Because it's a diverging lens.
Because it's a diverging lens, so that's minus 20 centimeters. Notice I'm not changing to meters, right? I could. But as long as I'm keeping everything in centimeters, then I just expect centimeters. So that's minus 20. What's the object distance? It looks like 40. Is that right? So this really is minus 1/20th to minus 1/40th. If I wanted to, I could put these over a common denominator, do it that way. What's a common denominator?
40.
40. Okay, how many, what do I have to do? Multiply
two.
Top and bottom here by 2 to get 40 in the denominator, so that's minus 2. It's already over 40, minus 1, so that's minus 3 over 40. And don't forget to take the, find the reciprocal. Minus 40 over 3, which is approximately what? 13.3. Okay. So what's the height of the image? The height of the image is the magnification times the height of the object, where the magnification is minus di over do times the height of the object. Minus di is, well, 40 over 3. I could have used 13.3. Divided by do, which was 40, times h0. 40 thirds divided by 40. 1/3. So that's 1/3 the height of the object. So we expect this to be smaller. If I come over to this diverging lens, for example, we'll notice that this image is smaller generally. Right? So this just gives me what size. So the magnification is what? 1/3. Just making sure we're clear on our terminology here. So when I look at this answer, I automatically know not only is it smaller, it's upright, right, in the same direction as the object, okay. And we know in this case it's virtual. In this case it was virtual, right? So those are the different forms of terminology that we can use. All right, this is where we can have a little bit more fun, okay? Because once I have light passing through any of these lenses, I can put another lens. So I can do lens combinations. I can construct optical devices like microscopes and telescopes and those kind of things. Okay, there's optical systems. So, going to consider two lenses and see what I need. Let's see. I need at least. I'm going to put an object in front of two lenses that are separated. I'm going to start off with an object. Well, let's see. Here's an object sitting here. And I am going to put that, place an object 20 centimeters. Centimeters, I need to mark off my focal points. There's two focal points, I'll call it F1 because this is my first lens. Okay, next I am going to put a 5 centimeter lens, an additional 30 centimeters from this lens. I put a lens right here. Okay. A 5 centimeter positive lens replaced 30 centimeters to the right. And what am I looking for? I'm looking for the image of the combination. So for this combination of lenses, right, the idea is I'm sitting over here, I'm looking in at that object, but through two lenses, and what I will see is an image, and I want to know what's the image that I see. Okay? So there are two ways of doing this problem. One is with ray diagrams, and one is using the lens equations. But obviously, it's fun to do a ray diagram, so we're going to do a ray diagram and see what we get. Since this is 5 centimeter lens, I need to indicate the focal points on either side. So that corresponds to the 5 centimeters. I'll call this F2. So I don't get confused which F's here. I have to draw my rays to. Okay, so now I have to draw some diagrams. The idea, the basic idea in any of this is the following. Ignore second lens for a little bit. Light rays are going to come through this lens. It's going to form an image. Whatever that image is now going to be the new object for the second lens. All right, so you do one step at a time, all right, to construct the image. So that's the basic idea. I'm going to construct the image. First one. And now what I can do is treat that as an object. I can draw a parallel ray. You bend toward the focal point for the second lens. one through the center. And can we see where the image is? The image of the image. Voila. Okay. This looks like it's about 10 centimeters. We don't believe that this is accurate enough, right? So let's see, how do we do this using the equations? So it's a two-step process. Let's first look at lens one and apply the lens equation. So we have 1 over the object distance plus 1 over the image distance is equal to 1 over the focal length. I could put a 1 and a prime on this to indicate that that's lens 1 and this is not the final answer that I want. Okay, it's the intermediate image. Okay, so let's see. Alright, so 1 over the I prime is 1 over F1. What was F1? 10 centimeters minus 1 over 20. These numbers are relatively common. And so this answer is 1/10 minus 1/20 is 1/20. Is that right? Alright. So that means this is 20 centimeters. Okay. What's the magnification? The first lens. That's not too bad. If I did this right, that should be right here. I'm close. Okay, magnification. How do I get the magnification? I come down here and I have to tag minus di over do. So that's minus. About the same size as the other one. This is prime, right? All right, lens two. One over the object distance, which I'll call DO prime, plus one over the image that I want, the image distance, that's this answer, is equal to 1 over F2. So if we think about this, right, the distance that the first image from the lens is that distance we don't have yet. So I can't use one of the letters I've used before. But can we figure out what this distance is? Yes. We know the distance between the lenses. And we know the distance that the first image is. So this was di prime. The distance between the lenses was what?
30
centimeters. Di prime was 20 centimeters. So therefore, this distance is S. Okay, so we can do this. 1 over F2 minus 1 over DO prime. F2 was 5 centimeters. DO prime, I just indicated, was 10. So 1/5 minus 1/10 is? What? Tenth. Right, 2/10 minus 1/10 is 1/10. So di is 10 centimeters. Okay, what's M2? Again, it's minus di over do. So it's minus di, well, in this case, do prime. So di is 10 centimeters. The answer from before, and the DO I had was what? Oh, this is boring. I get a minus one again. What does that tell me about this? Same size. What about the minus sign? Something's flipped. But it's not that it's flipped compared to the first one, is it? Compared to the last. So what I want here is I really want to say that the overall magnification is the product of these two magnifications. Okay? The boring part that I meant was that if I had some fractions in here, like a half, a two, a three, right? Things other than one, okay, then we would actually have some real work to do. But the point is, I take M1, which is minus 1, I take M2, which is minus 1, and I multiply them together, I get 1. This gives me the overall magnification from the object to the image, ignoring everything in between. Right? So the total magnification is 1, which means, since it's positive, it should be upright. And this should be the same size image, and so I wasn't too far off, right, in my drawing. So that's how you look at those. Yes?
If you weren't doing anything about the height of the object, how do you feel
about it? If you were not given any information about the height of the object, you can still calculate the location and you can calculate the magnification. But once I have the overall magnification, I can't multiply it by something to tell me what the new height is. Okay? Does that make sense? Yeah, so, but giving a height, you know, just adds to the problem in this case. But a height doesn't have to be given in order to get the magnification and get the location and describe what's happening. Okay, so if I change the height here, what if I change this height to 2.5 centimeters? Can you tell me what the height would be over here? Right, take magnification, it would be 2.5. Nothing's changed. The vertical scale would change, but that's all that changes in anything I did here. Okay. All right, so now, moving right along. Now, pretty much the rest of the chapter is about some applications. Maybe some connections to why you would want to know anything about lenses. okay, or why anybody would require you to take this course. Okay. And so one of these, which some of you know better than I do, is the human eye. Okay, because the human eye is a complicated system which has something to do with forming images. Right, so we have light that comes into the eye. The light gets refracted by the eye, right? We all know we have a lens in the eye, but there's more to it than that. Okay, so nice sketch in the book of an eye. There's some important parts here. So here we have an eye. We have a bulge in the front. Okay. In here, attached to some muscles, we have a lens. But there's a little bit more to it than that. There's a cornea at this side. Okay, and then there's some fluid in here, which is the aqueous vitreum. So what happens is light comes through, where you have a pupil here which allows the light to get through to the lens, and then it comes in basically to another fluid, okay, which is the vitreous humor. And then back along here is where the retina is. Okay, where you have all your cones and rods and things. And then there's the optic nerve, where information goes to your brain and your brain interprets whatever gets in. So the important point is that light comes in and it goes through five different media. Okay? Five different media means what? Refraction. So there's a lot of refraction going on. There's, most of the refraction takes place as the light goes from the air through the cornea. And for the refraction we have, we start off in air at n equals 1. And then we go to the cornea, where this is about 1.38. And then we go through the aqueous humor, which is 1.3, well, like water. Okay. And then what do we do? And then finally we hit what's called the lens. And the value of the lens, well, this is kind of an average value. What happens here is that your lens is flexible. These muscles will cause your lens to stretch or relax, right? Causing a change in the index, right? In the focal length, basically. And so you can slightly adjust the focal length there depending upon what you're focusing on. Okay, so you can see. All right, so what's that? That's only four. There's one more, the vitreous humor, which is about 1.34. So you can see a lot of refraction going on here, except these numbers down here are relatively close to each other as compared to going from n equals 1 to 1.38. So most of the refraction, the book says 70% of the refraction takes place as you go from here through the cornea. So that's some of the basic ideas there. And some of you will go off and learn everything there is about the eye and how to take care of eyes and treat eyes. through laser surgery and all that, right? Take care of when the cornea gets messed up in old age or whatever. Okay. Right now, though, some of the more important things that one thinks about are nearsightedness and farsightedness. All right. And so, for nearsightedness, or a myopic, problem. Okay, the idea is that you can see things close, but you can't see things far away. So what you have is the following. If I think about an eye, there's a principal axis. All right, here's the eye. All right, now this is even simpler as an eye. Okay. If you look at objects that are far away and then they come in, you've got light that comes in here, goes through the ray here, sitting there. Okay, and the idea is if we're looking at this going through a focal point, I guess the light ray that comes in parallel is going to bend farsightedness. This is hyper optic. Farsighted means you basically don't have problems seeing things far away. You have problems seeing things close up. Okay? So in that case, when I have things that are close up, the image actually is being formed behind the retina. Alright, so in order to correct for that, we need converging lenses. Now when you're reading, okay, what you want to do is you want to be able to focus well when you're looking at stuff, right? Like a book, or we read books, a Kindle, I don't know. You're on your phone, when you're texting, I don't know. So you want this to be in a good location. If it's here, it may be too far. If it's here, if it's too close, there's an ideal location, okay, for this. And that ideal location for the normal eye is taken at 25 centimeters. So that's called the normal near point. Is 25 centimeters. But like anything else, what's normal? Huh? Have to go around and find that anybody here feel like they're normal. But anyway, so that's taken as the standard for developing these, right? And what is 25? How far is 25? Well, it's the thing I have. A meter stick. There's 25 centimeters. So there's, right? So where my hand is supposed to be a good location for me to read. 25 centimeters, that's 10 inches. So somewhere around there, right? This is where you want to put paper. But if you get old, okay, you may find out that it's 75 centimeters is where you can't focus any more less than 75 centimeters. Right? So you're going to hold your paper up, right? Well, you don't want to do that either. Okay? So let's say you have a 75 centimeter near point. Question is, what type of lens do I need to correct that? Okay, what? Focal length. Lens will correct what do I mean by correct this? It means if I put on some glasses or if I have some contacts or I have glasses, I'll have to assume that these are right up against my eyes instead of accounting for the fact that you know they're not quite up against my eyes. Right? Or you could use contact lenses with, right? So what prescription would we need, okay, in order to correct this? In other words, so I can read 25 centimeters instead of having to hold it out far, right? So that's the idea. Okay, so this is what we're looking at. 1 over DO plus 1 over DI is equal to 1 over F. My claim is this will give it to me. Okay. I would like to know what F. Okay. Will give me the object distance at 25 centimeters and the image distance where my actual near point is. All right, so this is the actual near point. That's the near point I want, and that's how this works, all right? So the idea is when I am holding the paper or whatever, okay, I can focus if I think it's 75 centimeters away, then what I want to do is trick myself, bring the object closer, and make the image that I'm seeing through the lenses 75 centimeters away, all right? So I want to trick my eyes, okay? So that's what we're going to do. So how does that work? All right, so here's the lens, here's my eye. Okay. There's the object. And what did I say? I want the object at 25 centimeters. Where is the image? Say what? Where? 75 to the left or to the right? Okay? You're right. You're correct. All right. Yay. Okay. So these are both on the same side. How is that possible? Well, how that's possible is you're going to put the object between the focal point and the lens, right? So that when you construct this image is larger, upright, and
virtual,
which is really what I was looking for, but with all those things you should know, right, is virtual. So I've got to keep that in mind because of what I'm about to do. All right, so from what I've said, what is DO? 25 centimeters. Okay, what is DI? Negative 75. Why? Because it's on the same side. That's why I drew this picture. To note why I'm going to put a minus sign here. Because it's actual virtual, it's on the same side. Equals 1 over F. Okay? So you have to think about that. So this is really acting like a magnifying glass. What it's doing is magnifying this image at the same time as putting it at my actual near side. And now we can go through and clean this up. Let's see, how many, that's 375s? So 3 minus 1 is 2 over 75, is 1 over F. So F is about 37.5 centimeters. So that's the focal length of the lens that's needed. Okay, but just to get that idea down, right? That's what lenses do, okay? And you can use very simple equations to get rough approximations as to what happens. Now, what goes on in the optometrist's office is another story.